Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday, this last Tuesday of the month here in March. And it's been quite the energies that we've been working with in this month, and very, very elevated and very, very topsy-turvy at the same time with what's happening on the planet. And so we're going to sit back tonight and just enjoy the energies that the masters brought forward with me this morning. And it was beautiful energies of peacefulness, and then the insightful message that came through with, what is love? What is love that heals? It's all the words that I heard at around 5 a.m. this morning, and that vibration in the word of love just poured into my heart, and it was very, very gentle. And it was a knowingness, a gentleness, that there's a healing that comes through love. And when there is love, there's peace and understanding. And we know that love releases fear as it heals. And so I think it's an absolute perfect master energy of knowledge that came in with the levels of fear and unknowingness and uncertainty that's on the planet right now. When you feel the essence of love when you are in stillness, then you have the knowing state that everything is moving into order. And so each month with my teachings and Stepping into Mastery and Telepathic Tuesday and Gateways and Solstices, it's always been about getting into the vibration of stillness and listening. And really what these masters are saying today is that through this listening and tapping into your own stillness frequencies more and more, you're coming into understanding that what is love. Because through the stillness is where the frequencies of love is. It's the master energy of light that pours into our body, into our mind, with each activation that we do together. And the really divine love, not just a frequency of a physical love, of a physical body love, it's an higher master intelligence of a formless energy that you feel, that you can transmit, that you illuminate when you become the love vibration within yourself. The masters were very clear to me when they spoke to me by saying, if you do not know the frequency of love, then you are unable to balance and harmonically attune your mind. When the mind goes into the stillness, the master's energy of your heightened soul essence, of your I Am presence arrives. It pours in this frequency of absolute peace. And when you move into that peace, a knowingness begins to reside within your heart. And that knowingness of absolute oneness to your I Am presence, to your inner soul child, to all that you are, very, very subtly starts embracing your entire physical body, emotional body, mental body, with this frequency of love. The mind will begin to know that frequency of love, and it will transmit that frequency into the systems of the body, every cell, every muscle, every tissue. And this is the blissful, nurturing frequency that the body feels calm. And that's the frequency of love. And so when we do our healing activations and we bring in the essence of a highest presence and it pours down on top of the crown into the inner mind's eye, you breathe it in, hold, become aware of the energy, feel. You really are just delicately being introduced all these months to this divine love frequency. And because we've been doing this for so many months now, it's just the perfect time before Easter. Perfect time. Well, there's a lot of fear and unknowingness on the planet, that we move into the understanding of what is the love frequency. We've just been infusing, aligning, and harmonically attuning to the essence of our divine presence. And now we come to realize today, and through this message where they woke me up this morning, I am here, child. I am love. I am light. I am the way. I am the sacred healer that aligns the peace and the love within you, and so that your inner child is awakening to the soul essence of the love quotient that is flowing through the body. And so tonight's message and activation will be bringing in the heightened soul essence of our I Am, the divine master soul presence, who we are, to move into oneness with our inner child and have the dance of knowing the inner child is never alone. It will be the dance of freedom, knowing that at any time when you're calling into the stillness, you are healing. You are cleansing your aura and you are shifting the mind into a state of bliss, not fear. And as we move into these higher waveforms of consciousness of the mind, it starts getting awakened and is nurtured. It's a very beautiful word, nurtured. It's like placing the water onto the plants outside or placing the water into the dish of the plant. It's nurturing essence of love that's feeding the plant when you water your plants. And so when we nurture the mind of these awakened frequencies within us, these are the higher fifth dimensional frequencies I'm talking about here. Very subtly, the body, physical body, emotional body, begins to elevate. And you begin to heal the emotional body more often in this very, very gentle dance of energies that is pouring in through these higher frequencies of these light beings. The aura field and the chakra bodies, so that's the outer body, the aura, and the inner body, the chakra body of consciousness, they also start harmonizing to the light dance of these light particles that arrive each month. And so you're breathing in the higher fields as we have the gateway portals and the solstices and equinoxes and full moons and new moons. You're breathing in these light harmonic waveforms as they arrive through pores of light onto the planet and into all consciousness fields. And they're light, intelligent frequencies. And you begin transitioning your mind to these light frequencies, and your body starts moving into the dance with the mind and with the soul and blending very subliminally and very, very gently. It's doing it slowly, quickly. It's doing it quietly. And this transitioning of the mind and the body of these higher frequencies is moving in the outer field, moving into the chakra field, breathing out into the outer body, breathing into the inner body. And this is the dance of the light intelligent frequencies. And at the same time, your mind and your body are transitioning within the inner child. The inner soul child wants to be at peace and trusting. What is this frequency? And what is that love? If it doesn't know the love, it's an inner child that is lost without love, will then create fear, resistance, and untrusting. Yata kaya shu yati ishu yaturuno. Yaturuno. When there is a separation of the inner child to the higher soul essence, then there is the unknowingness and the untrusting and the fear. What is that? What is that energy? I don't know where that is. I don't know where that's coming from. And these are the triggering statements of the mind and of the inner child. So when we connect into these heightened vibrations of stillness, We tap into the higher vibrations above the crown. We feel the masters of light energies arriving. We breathe in the peace. And now that our mind is in that transitioning and integration state of these higher frequencies, we can begin to recognize the master's love is within the consciousness fields of these light particles and light strands of intelligence. And when you feel this essence and the mind accepts its intelligences, is breathing in love consciousness fields with the light, then an absolute peace of an all-knowing, all trusting, all receiving of the light arrives within your heart. And you feel the warmth within the heart. And you feel the light tingling on top of the head. And there's an inner knowing that there's a healing, a clearing, and a dancing of the love vibration that's moving through your body, through your heart, through your mind. The inner child trusts this frequency of love. It holds the vibration longer. And you begin to balance the emotional body of its woundedness and uncertainty. And so these masters of highest light essences and infinite intelligent beings that work with me ask for our connection and communication to be amplified throughout this year, beginning now. For us to become a new vibration, we need to have a new thinking, a new being, a new vibration to begin operating within us. And Amadiya Chichirokyokore, it is a oneness consciousness that arrives within this higher light stranded essence that pours into the crown, into the inner mind's eye, to the inner ear, down into the heart. It's joining in with the inner heartbeat of your inner child who's receiving. It becomes oneness of love, light, and peace. This is the new consciousness. This is the law of one frequency within you, above you, below you, around you. It's infinities of light particles of intelligence that adorns the body, shields the mind, and balances your physical form, and so that you can begin operating within your heart and mind of trusting, of healing oneself, and have infinite all love in every cell of your being. The love quotient that heals the cellular memory, the cellular structure. The mind will no longer be in fear when there is love. And we are here in this fifth dimensional waveforms of these crystal light beings pouring onto this planet each month. So we have the opportunity to take advantage during these lunar activations to transition into these intelligent strands that are moving in the aura field, connecting in the higher stillness column of light above the crown. When I look at the aura body fields, they're beginning to be amplified of these crystalline energies that is shifting the planet or kingdoms and elevating all consciousness fields very, very delicately into the fifth dimension. And I see these waveforms, very, very soft grid systems. So sometimes across the lake, sometimes above the trees, sometimes an orb in the sky. And it just brings more clarity into the journeys that I move into in these trance states. But it also allows many of you to increase your inner visions and inner voices that you hear or inner journaling that you're writing. Your telepathic abilities are advancing within the soul, body, and mind, because these essences of multi-dimensions and higher masters' frequencies and our own spirit guides and teachers and masters and gatekeepers who we follow is becoming nurtured into this love vibration by our minds listening to the stillness of the frequency that they're gently placing into the aura bodies and into the chakra bodies. I know that many of you are transforming. If you just think of how your own patterns of thinking is starting to shift and how much stronger it is than it was 6 months ago. When it's not about the loss of memory or forgetfulness or feeling out of sorts when you see someone and you forget their name, it's just that there's a new pattern of all of our systems that is being elevating into this fifth dimension. And now we are actually starting to breathe in and transitionally move in our bodies those heightened light particles that are floating above the head in our aura bodies. It's magnetizing. Yes, it's magnified in its essence because it's growing even stronger in many of us. We're building a beautiful crystalline in our aura field. And it is magnetizing and it is moving in that higher state. But we're breathing it in more And it's actually starting to be absorbed into our cellular bodies. And so we do find that we're lost for a moment in a waveform of, what was I just about to do? Well, where am I driving to again? It's okay. It's the transition. We must stay focused on what we're physically doing, but know that the operational aspects of all trusting, all knowing, and all receiving is going to keep you on the path. You will still be protected and on the path for that day. And as you become more balanced, aligned, and harmonized to these heightened energies of light consciousness that you're breathing in from the aura fields into the chakra body and into your inner child soul, you're releasing and letting go more hidden selves and shadow selves and clearing more, that pretty soon your inner child will no longer feel lost, abandoned, and in fear of whatever those next thought forms are that are coming in. Because you're only going to have the all-knowing, all-being state of love in your thought forms, in your actions. You're going to be receiving all that is within you as the aura fields of light particles and light essences start bathing you more and building more and more and more of these crystalline grids and orbs that I see in the outer field. It's almost like the inner child is going to be resurrected and reawakened and begin reclaiming its original soul abilities, soul essence. No longer be suppressed inside the body with fear. It should be a chukurabarana because it was suppressed by the thought forms, the activities, the operations throughout its childhood, throughout its adulthood. And so they ask me to be remembering and noticing the little children around you. And even when you were a small baby, your energies were of love, light, and peace. Just laying in the crib, full of joy, full of innocence, playful. Everything that you were seeing, hearing, and feeling at each moment, there was zero confusion. There's no misunderstanding within your mind. It was only of the bliss. You had no worries, no anticipations or expectations. You didn't have goals that had to be accomplished by the end of the day. You were a little baby, a beautiful little soul with an essence of love, light, peace, and harmony. That's your soul. So when the master came to me this morning and said, "What about love?" That is the only vibration that adorns one while in stillness. So that even when you have battles of the mind, confusions are in the winds around us right now and uncertainties before us, we can always remember that deep, deep within was the little child, that little baby inside, that was of love, light, and harmony. and Ichi Kodobariyati, it was always in this highest state of the joy and the innocence. And you see that when you walk by someone holding the baby and you look into the baby's eyes and they're sparks. They're curious. They're absolute peace and excitement in that moment. And we have forgotten about that love and this divine holy frequency that comes within us. And that's what heals us. And I came to understand this is why when I have that I am here child, that, oh, let the children know. Teach the children bliss. Heal the children with love. We are all children when we are tapping into and remembering we have that love frequency. Our inner child was suppressed and moved away from it in many cases. It's like the light went out at a different age for everybody. But it's coming in at any moment in time now through stillness. You're reclaiming that essence, perfect love, light essence that the masters of the highest frequencies of love are pouring down onto the planet right now. In Shira Mayatiki, so they asked me to bring in that understanding of the beauty of love and how you see it in certain people, or you see it in a flower, or you see it in a puppy, you see it in the first, you hear it in the first chirping of the birds in the morning. There's a bliss there. There's an absolute sense of I'm not alone. This is another consciousness that's arriving that I can see, touch, and hear, which is the birds on the water or in the trees or the dogs barking. And then they stop and they look at you because they see your light emanating in your aura fields and they kind of turn their head here and they're like, what is that? Because you know they're seeing the masters walking with you. You can sit back and enjoy that walk or that moment when you realize I'm not alone. There's more light beings elevating my consciousness than I could ever dream of. And I know that they're coming here to elevate and activate the gifts within everyone. It has to take place through the mind understanding to transitioning into an all-knowing, all-being, all-receiving, and then that divine orchestration of the love, light, and peace moves through you instantly. And so although we are in uncertain times, we know that this is a highest vibration that can heal all of our thought forms and all of our bodies. And we can transmit that frequency onto all of our friends and family as our telepathic frequencies keep increasing each month also. It's just a beautiful message that came in. And so I'm just going to bring these masters in and see what kind of activation they're going to bring us to tonight. As you soak in that frequency of your inner child connecting to this frequency of love tonight. We are in the hoop of oneness, and this is a giant crystalline massive wheel that I see in the universal realms. Connects to all these sacred dimensions of grid systems, multi dimensions and inner dimensions, stellar beings, heightened illumined ones, all seem to move when I activate this hope of oneness in the higher realms. Then I start seeing the spark essences and different hues start amplifying, and the wheel starts moving, and it starts connecting to all telepathic networks, and it starts joining in to all of the master teachers, gatekeepers, record keepers, spirit guides, angelic ones. Beyond the beyond, energies start moving into that hoop of oneness that I create. And it's an infinite frequency, so it's moving and tapping into many consciousness fields everywhere. And the infinite all beings of all intelligences and powers move through that medicine wheel of a universal crystalline hoop of oneness, and it connects to each and every one of you. It connects to all the consciousness of all the kingdoms on the planet, so that we are in a hoop of oneness, of love, of light, and of infinite intelligences. And it bathes all of your aura fields, and it connects to all the civilizations and all the nations of where you have been journeying in your soul lifetimes, all passed through this massive hoop of oneness. And all the masters know who we all are here, connected to the hoop of oneness. There's a harmonic essence, verse, and glistens of all the masters of light who align into that hoop of oneness and project light, crystals, and healings onto the grid systems of our planet. And that's how I see my gatherings. When I gather all of you souls together in a grid system, it's not just your grid system or your own chakra system or your own dimensional timeline system. It's a hoop of oneness, and it moves in such highest vibrations of light. Its quickening speeds just brings in and out inter and stellar dimensions in seconds of milliseconds. And then I just see and hear a frequency. And there's a shift in my body, a shift in my inner mind. And then I know that there's a message coming in from a different master or a different dimension. They know what is the word and the vibration, the tone, the language that needs to be spoken and delivered. They know what's on everyone's hearts and minds that is required in that now moment. And so a lot of my teachings that come through are in the moment, and some of them are delivered a few weeks ahead of time, but mostly the wheel is spinning in its invisibility frequencies of highest multi-dimensions of knowledge and intelligence. It's only in that second of a millisecond that a telepathic frequency comes to me and bestows the message, like today at 4:30 in the morning, "What is love?" is all I heard. And then the second voice came in and said, What about love? Ask your inner child, what about love? Are we low on that frequency? Have we been nurturing our physical bodies with love? Have we been nurturing our minds with absolute harmony and dance of love? And when this master's came in this morning, in that split second, and gave me that vibrational word of love, it erased all other thought forms in that transient state that I was in. Doesn't evolve, doesn't attach, doesn't linger, and doesn't house any other frequency but stillness, harmony, and light when you have that vibration of love. And you don't know, so I'm going to ask these infinite all beings of all intelligence and powers of healing to envelop me now. So that I can see deep into my hope of oneness of all who are here around this entire planet, across the oceans, across the desert sands, across the mountain regions. Oh, there's many sparks across the ocean. And there's a harmonic essence of these masters of light. We're going to come in now and align all of you into this heightened activation of love. And that a healing will take place also in everyone. Soul child will be healed. So let's just get our feet nicely anchored, even deeper into the floor. I just want everyone to just relax, close your eyes. Begin feeling your outer body's fields shimmering of the crystals of light essences pouring down from my hope of oneness, of many, many, many dimensions, of many, many, many civilizations and nations who know you. Shimmering crystals of light essence pours upon all crown chakras. In your mind's eyes, in her ears, in her mind is relaxing, and you are breathing in this essence and breathing down into the heart, warm essence, and breathing out any lowering aches or pains or resistance on any area of the body. Breathe it out. And there are warm energies on the feet and heightened frequencies on the hands and fingertips. And feel the essence of these masters in strands of light particles that you may vision, or just feel their essence purifying your aura, cleansing the mind, pulling out heavy energies in the abdomen, loosening up those tightness in the joints and the knees and hips and tailbone. Now feel a heightened cord of light now coming into the crown again. It's a golden essence that is arriving on top of the head. Once more, breathe it in. And this time, breathe it right into the heart. It is love. It is the master's essence of love. And that's the warmth and the expansion of your heart that you are feeling. That is your own master's of light, your own soul master of light, essence of love. Breathe it in to the heart. Hold. Expand the heart as you breathe out. Expand that love frequency across the chest plate, down the arms, through the hands, onto Gaia. Yeah, Chichu Kudadana, you are rooting deeper into Gaia and grounding. And you are transmitting this love light frequency out of the heart into your aura fields that are shimmering of these masters dancing in harmonic waveforms around you, purifying any attachments, any patterns that are not of its crystalline essence. It's being transmuted so that you can transmit this love frequency onto every blade of grass, every droplet of water in the lake, every feather and every winged, and every paw print of every animal. See thy essence transmitting onto Gaia's kingdom and feel that coming back to you. Right away, from your own animals, through your own energies around you. These masters are pouring more of their light essence of love into the upper hearts, beneath the throat, to thymus. And down into the heart. Now, with this connective field, I am seeing the golden spiral moving from the heart up through the upper heart throat, up through the inner mind's eye, and out of the crown. This spiral of golden consciousness is of limitless light as your inner child is spiraling in its essence, its soul essence, to the master soul. And you are spiraling in higher fields above the crown chakra. And all the master beings of light intelligences are connecting and transmitting their light and their love essence into the spirals of all that you are. I am seeing more masters, strands, and heightened frequencies pouring upon all who are soaring into these spiraling frequencies. and their vibrations of love is emanating above all crown chakras into all spiraling essence and strands of light. The chitta, there are strands of light beings arriving around many of the crown chakras. These strands have droplets of diamonds within them. We are infinite stranded intelligent forms, child. We carry the diamond frequencies within our strands for cleansing, purifying all outer bodies and inner minds. So that our diamond droplets moving into their inner minds and their inner bodies and their outer bodies will transmit healings throughout the entire body of all inner soul children here. Then it is through stillness that you will see and feel your own strand of your soul essence with its diamond frequencies that is connecting within you. Yes, you don't know. And you are breathing in the diamond droplets of liquid light essence into the inner mind's eye, into the pineal crystals, to the inner ear, throat, back of the neck, base of the brain, clearing any blocks in the back of the head. And these diamond droplets are the highest infinite intelligence that removes cellular memory blocks, trauma, karma of the mind, of the timelines of the inner child. And these are soul lifetimes that are being elevated into light. And you are transitioning in the mind. You are breathing down into the heart. And your soul essence of highest intelligence is that oneness within your inner heartbeat of your inner child. Feel the love of this connection. See the diamond frequency being placed into the heart of your inner child, of your higher soul essence, is blending, harmonizing, and healing you. You are no longer alone. You are now connected, child. We are cleansing and purifying these diamond crystals of a heightened energies of intelligence releases trapped trauma, heartache, nichata, abandonment and unknowingness, and all fear-based frequencies are being amplified and polarized into the love of this heightened soul essence arriving within you. It is golden. I am seeing golden essence within. It is the frequency of love. That is the oneness energy field within the body, within the mind of all of the inner childs, adorned by their own soul essence of a diamond frequency of love, healing, purifying, transforming. And there are hearts that have been broken, and there are souls that are unknowing. What is love? And where is this love? It is here. It is within you. Is. That is of the infinite love that heals, that teaches and knows where the fear in all minds must leave. You should know unknowing of love must leave, and all peace and all intelligence of all being and all knowing answers all questions of the mind and releases all fears in the body. It should know the animal and plant kingdoms house the frequencies of the higher essences now through stillness. Love pours into all light essences on this planet, and you are transitioning into the light essence of your soul frequency within your physical body, into a master light essence. As your higher soul, its intelligence, operates only through love. And this heightened intelligence of your soul master oscillates and operates only of love. There are no thought forms. There is no mind. There are no questions. For all is filled of love. When you are aligned into your master's essence of absolute peace. As you transition and transform into this oneness consciousness of your soul child, into your higher soul being each day now, you will begin to breathe in the higher consciousness. You will think and operate and breathe in of this love. as the essence of the oneness consciousness will begin to permeate every atom, every cell, every molecule of your entire soul being. And you will transform, for the essence will transmute the old waveforms of consciousness. When this soul essence that has arrived just now with its diamond frequency into your heart and into the heart of your soul child, there is an awakening, a charge of a knowingness that takes place for about a second of a millisecond. But it is that inner knowing of that connection that plateaus your consciousness fields into a whole new vibration of light. And the all-knowing and all-being light fields arrive within your consciousness body, within your consciousness mind, within your consciousness soul child within you. And you become wrapped in love, the holiest of holies love. It is an infinite love. And it just permeates and fills you. It fills your heart. It fills your minds. It fills your bodies. And you begin transmitting from within into your outer aura bodies. And then your outer aura bodies start having all of the spirals of light particles. And you begin building and illuminating the golden essence of spiral and orbs and hadrons and holograms in your aura field. And these spirals of love, light frequencies begin dancing in your aura bodies and enlightens the inner child within your heart, who begins blending and dancing also in harmonies of love inside the spinal columns within you. It's such a beautiful vibration. Your columns of light around you pours more energies of enlightenment down into your crowns, into the pineal crystals, and all is igniting and nurturing these frequencies of love and light into your inner child. And your inner child begins dancing with this new inner heartbeat of all-knowing, all-being, of an intelligent field. You are in bliss because you are connected. The essence of love, the presence of the light, the all-knowing, all-trusting, and all-being just becomes you. As you become oneness with this higher vibration of your soul essence that adorns you with the heavenly realms of love. You are no longer searching for love, for you are love. You're a spiral of love. The little child within you knows that she's a spiral of love and emanates other spirals of love of these higher master strands in the aura body. And it keeps building and transmitting. And the inner child becomes the master energy, the me, the I am that I am. I am love, I am light. I am not a body. I live in a body. I am a light being illuminating in a spiral of love. I am love. I am light. I am not a body. I live in a body. I am a light being illuminating in a spiral of love in this body. Breathe it in. You are the spiral of love. You are the essence of your master soul's presence, fully connected. You are all moving in spirals within the mind and elevating within your own chakra fields, within your own aura fields. And the masters of love and highest intelligence arrive in your fields. Dance with me. Blend into my frequencies and dance the silhouettes of all of your beingness within you. Your projections of your own soul child, who is now a new frequency of love, is in oneness with her true soul of light. And through stillness, will your heart deepen of this love? And did you know that you are healed through oneness of love in every cell and every particle of your being, blending into the soul light being? You are being healed of all wounded emotions, of all thought forms, of all old timelines, including this lifetime. It is dissolving and healing through this love. You are never alone. Your soul child is blended into a highest frequency of the oneness of the masters, and it now knows love. And all the children have a light frequency now. Ishetaro can play in their spirals all night. Move your feet a little bit. I just want you to hug yourself warmly of this love frequency. And open your eyes. And while you feel the essence of this warm light and love in your heart. And it is sealed within you and sealed upon your crown. You are now aligned into your soul light essence of love to heal your mind of any troubling thought forms and you are now able to transmit these love consciousness fields onto your family, onto your friends, onto your pets, onto Gaia's kingdom. And that transmission is going to be as powerful as this transmission was pouring into you today of love. Each day now, at any time in the day, the masters ask that you simply think of someone that you love. Visualize their joy and feel their energy within you. And think of that person's name, be it a child, her friend, her spouse. Visualize and feel their energy within you now. Now feel the love that they bring you as you visualize them. And send the same abundance of love back to them. Now, simply receive their energetic love pouring back to you in gratitude. Now, breathe that in. We are transmitting love through oneness onto one another, even right now. And you can do the same transference of energies of love and joy onto your pets. Think of your little kitten or puppy or your cat or your dog and the love that they have for you. Send them love and receive their love back. And you will feel love is the answer to healing our hearts and our minds. At any moment, there is love to reciprocate. It's a beautiful master message tonight. So we lift up our hands up as high as we can, and we clap our hands as we give thanks and great gratitude to the infinite masters of love, light, and healing that poured in the word of knowledge, word of a vibration of healing into all of our inner soul child to be blessed with love and connected to the higher soul of our I Am presence. Thank you for joining me and the masters and their beautiful, beautiful message of what about love? Did everyone forget about that inner child, the inner mind, and the transmitting of love through oneness onto one another? This will assist everyone in these upcoming weeks. When you sit back with the elements or the kingdoms, just be in that transference of love and heal one another telepathically. So thank you for joining me tonight in this beautiful, beautiful energy. And I just wanted to hold that frequency very powerful because it is very strong right now on top of my head. So I know that the masters are holding everybody in the column of light, and the spiraling beings and the stranded light beings are starting to lift up as I see my hoop of oneness starting to move up further into the ethers so that everybody can still be grounded in their footprints into Gaia, but being able to move their bodies more now. So drink of the water, and we'll connect with you. I'll be activating two other sessions this upcoming weekend. If you go on to iaminfiniteall.com, to the website, I do have the 4-4 gateway that is coming up on Saturday. It will be very, very high energies. They're asking me to increase the particles of light intelligences into the mind, body, and soul, and to light up a resonating frequency into those crystals, and to awaken higher frequencies in the pineal heart and solar plexus. So this 4-4-4 is ascension, ascension, ascension. It's light up, light up, light up, and move into these higher soul selves of oneness, of love through stillness. That's going to be at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and you'll see that on the website. Beautiful, beautiful energies coming in for that. Very, very empowering messages. I've already received a few messages on that. And then on Sunday, the Stepping Into Mastery class will be on from 1 to 3. These both you can get on replay if you can't attend it. The topic for Sunday after the 444 Gateway is really going to be about what the month of April is about. I have been given that reclaiming and recreating a light consciousness that I'm going to be placing into the columns of light of everyone. And the questions that came through, well, what is the sacred knowledge that we have hidden within our DNA that is resurrecting in our new crystal light souls? And the other questions, how do you tap into these strands of light consciousness on a deeper level? And what is the key to your own code of consciousness of your soul light being? So these 2 days, both Saturday, Sunday's master classes are in higher teachings, but intense messages. That's basically a 2-hour course with a 10-minute interlude. But that's what's on for this ending of this week and stepping into April, a month of holy resurrection. And I think tonight with this love frequency, everybody is going to be able to move very gently and very swiftly through the entire fourth month of April in a higher, higher vibration of reclaiming in these diamond frequencies and codes of light. You won't be infusing what's happening on the planet. You'll be altering your breathing, your eating, your living, your thinking, and your operating patterns into the infinite all frequencies of oneness. Enjoy your evening, and we'll gather together on Saturday and Sunday. See you next month. Bye-bye.